NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The snow plows are out around the Northeast and as far south as the Carolinas. Forecasters say the snow may get even thicker today, up to 16 inches in the New York metropolitan area. There are high winds, too. Here's Mark Garber of member station WNYC in New York.
Blowing snow, wind chill temperatures below zero, and wind gusts around 50 miles per hour created whiteout conditions overnight. 1,700 plows and hundreds of salt spreaders have been deployed to make main roads passable as many head back to work this morning. With schools on holiday break, the morning rush is expected to be a bit lighter than usual. There are subway and bus delays, and commuter trains will operate on reduced schedules. A state of emergency has been declared throughout New Jersey due to dangerous snow conditions. New Jersey Transit has suspended bus service statewide today as cleanup continues. Amtrak has canceled service between New York and Maine. Greyhound is experiencing delays and cancellations. Bus routes from New York to Boston, Philadelphia, and D.C. are all affected. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
More than 1,400 flights are canceled at all three major New York City airports, and that's having a ripple effect elsewhere in the country. Blizzard warnings are in effect from Delaware through Maine, with up to 20 inches of snow expected in some parts of New England. Nine men are expected to appear in court in London today, charged with terrorism offenses. NPR's Philip Reeves says they're among a group of men arrested in raids around Britain a week ago.
Three of the 12 men detained 1 week ago have been released, but nine are now charged. They're accused of preparing for acts of terrorism. Police say this includes downloading materials, reconnoitering possible targets, and igniting and testing incendiary material. They're also charged with conspiring to cause explosions, described by police as likely to endanger life or cause serious injury to property in the United Kingdom. The men are aged between 19 and 28. After a lengthy investigation led by Britain's intelligence agency, MI5, counter-terrorism police arrested them last week during early morning raids in four cities, London, Cardiff, Stoke and Birmingham. The nine are due to appear soon before Westminster Magistrates Court in London. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
News suspected U.S. missile strikes have killed at least a dozen alleged militants in the tribal South Waziristan section of Pakistan. The U.S. has been further increasing attacks in the area, trying to deny al-Qaeda and Taliban militants a safe haven outside Afghanistan. 2010 draws to a close with more than twice the number of this type of attack counted as in 2009. Iraqi officials report a bomb attack with two explosions in the town of Ramadi, which is a provincial capital. They say more than a dozen people are dead, and policemen are among the more than 40 people injured in the blasts that occurred at a government compound. From Washington, this is NPR News. A nationwide strike is due to begin in Ivory Coast today. Its leader is the political coalition backing the widely recognized presidential claimant who's trying to force the incumbent to cede power. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkin reports the move comes amid continuing post-election stalemate and regional efforts to mediate in the crisis.
Supporters of Alassane Ouattara, who has won regional and international backing as Ivory Coast president-elect, are calling the general strike to shut down the country until incumbent Laurent Gbagbo agrees to step down. Gbagbo is almost totally isolated, but continues to defy pressure to transfer power peacefully to Ouattara. Provisional results from the Electoral Commission, certified by the UN, gave Ouattara victory in last month's presidential vote. The Constitutional Court, led by an ally of Gbagbo, overturned that decision. West African leaders have threatened to use force if Gbagbo does not quit. Three regional presidents are due to fly to Ivory Coast tomorrow to deliver that ultimatum. Ophebia Quist-Arkin, NPR News, Dakar.
A Moscow judge declares oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky guilty of theft and money laundering again. The verdict could keep Khodorkovsky behind bars for several more years. His legal troubles are widely seen as punishment for challenging the Kremlin's political and economic power. Tina Marie is dead. The woman known as the Ivory Queen of Soul was 54. Tina Marie wasn't the first white act to sing soul, but black audiences embraced her, and her legacy includes Ooh La La, Love Girl, Square Biz, and dozens of others. This is NPR News. Support.